Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a complete waste of perfectly good brain cells in 3 minutes of your life. But makes you scratch the old noggin. It's Dumb Debates with Producer Dave.
And Producer Dave has really sparked a big debate today. Posted it on Facebook. Do you use a fork or a spoon to eat mac and cheese? What do you use? Which utensil is it? And boy, I'll tell you what, we're divided here in the studio.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. I love these dumb debates because people get so passionate about their side, and it's not even anything that's life-changing.
Oh, it's life-changing already,
because
Elizabeth.
A spoon is the only way to go.
Wrong! See, life-changing right here. I don't know if I can talk to you anymore.
Because you scoop up the cheese.
All right, yeah, so that's Elizabeth's platform. Scooping up the cheese with a spoon. Producer Dave, now I've always used a fork too, just like you.
Yeah.
Why is a fork better?
Fork, you can stab the noodle, right? If you have the classic box mac and cheese, right?
Sounds like anger issues.
You can stick it on the prongs.
Yeah,
so you can get noodles on the prongs, and you can scoop up more noodles. So you can even get more per bite.
I kind of like scooping up all the gooey goodness.
When I say spoon, though, I mean soup spoon. Much bigger. You're getting way more on there than you are the fork.
You're not eating soup. But you're eating mac and cheese.
Yeah, but this is Wisconsin, and if you're going to really want to get some cheese, you spoon that cheese.
Spoon it up. See,
spoon
Producer Dave,
cheese.
I don't know. I'm getting kind of like on the fence here. I'm kind of sitting on the fence now.
Don't do this to me, Radar.
What are they saying on Facebook? What does that look like? Facebook.com/99onethemix.
Honestly, and? Facebook's it's pretty split even. There's people who are on Elizabeth's side saying you scoop up the cheese. There's people on my side saying you prong it. You stick them on your prongs. So we're kind of divided on Facebook, too.
All right. So here in studio, it's 1-1. Producer Dave, fork. Elizabeth says spoon. I used to say fork, but now I'm kind of like balancing between both here on the on the fence. I don't know what to do here. So
it's obvious.
We're going to go to the phones is what we're going to do. That's what's obvious. We're going to solve it right here. 414-799-1099. Kelly, you're up first. What do you use when you eat mac and cheese? Fork or the spoon?
A fork.
Yes, you're a genius, Kelly. Yeah,
you're just straining off the cheese, Kelly.
Well, I never thought about it like that. My whole life, I've just used a fork, and like I've used a spoon occasionally, but I don't really. I don't know.
Overall,
it gives her a bad taste in her mouth using a spoon.
Kelly, I feel like you're starting to go a little bit to the spoon side.
You Elizabeth.
I don't know. It sounds like fork for Kelly. All right,
I'll put it down right now. It's two for fork, one for spoon. Radar's still on the fence here.
I'm still waiting for somebody to convince me. All right, Kelly, thanks for the call. You have to call us again, okay?
Thanks so much. Have a good day.
You got it. See you later. We'll go over to line number two, and Abby, you're up next. All right. Fork or spoon for that mac and cheese, girl?
Spoon.
Spoon.
Oh, see? Yeah, spooning it. It's just like, think about it. If you don't use a spoon and use a fork, you're basically just eating noodles. You're just straining all the cheese off of it.
How loose is your mac and cheese? Like, that's like a watery, runny mac and cheese.
Don't worry about how loose my mac and cheese is.
If it's cheese, it'll all come on a fork.
Leave her loose mac and cheese alone, are you a pal? All right, Abby, thank you so much. See, I'm on the fence here, and now we're going back and forth once again. We had Kelly say fork. Abby, you say spoon. Thanks for the call. And all right, we got to go to call line number three here. Third call to try and solve this thing. Carol, what do you think? What do you use, the fork or the spoon, to eat mac and cheese?
I use the fork.
Carol is a genius.
What the fork, Carol?
that's a win for fork, right?
Well,
it is a win for fork.
Yes, it is.
I mean, look, a fork, you can't go wrong with it. Wait, I think we just solved it.
We did.
No.
The fork. Yes.
You just said your mind back to fork.
You're coming to the dark side.
Why are we using sporks?
That's a great question. Spork it is.
I think sporks were created for this debate. We just solved it.
You can stab it and scoop it.
You heard it here, folks.